Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, January the 16th. 2026, 116-26. Those are some good lotto numbers if you play the lotto. 12 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, and we are up and running here. And I think we've got some good programming here on this getaway Friday. Now, we've had an interesting week on the telephones this week, talking about everything going on in the world. And certainly one of the things going on in the world is the checks, the payroll checks not being right with city employees, and I was made aware that apparently the checks are not right again this week. I didn't expect them to be right, because apparently there's a problem. Now, where the problem lies, I think, is where we're all confused. Where does this problem lie? And how many weeks can this go on without somebody... Okay, let's put it this way. If you believe the auditor is causing this problem, how many weeks do we have to go through before the city council and the mayor get somebody in there to help her? No, what do? They call names. That's what I don't understand. And you can call that political. It's not political. It's what any administration would do. If I got Jack Kellogg on the phone right now, if I got Scott Schertzer on the phone right now, they would say if the payroll checks are not right for several weeks, even if I didn't believe the auditor knew what she was doing, I would certainly be trying to fix the problem. What are they doing to fix the problem? I haven't heard anything. They don't do media, so we don't really know. I don't understand it. If somebody does, call and explain it to me. I'd love to hear it. 740-383-9944. I do also want to mention, we went through the whole thing yesterday about complaints to the state in regard to the auditor. And State Auditor Faber's office saying that as of Wednesday, they had not received any complaints against her. Well, apparently the complaints were drafted. We have to go back and fix ourselves here. The complaints from City Council were drafted on Monday, Sunday. They were drafted sometime before Monday night's meeting, I would guess. See, this is what journalists do. When we say something and then we learn more, we come back and we correct it. Okay, there are complaints, three complaints being sent by city council members to Auditor Faber's office. Apparently, they had not gotten there by Wednesday, but there are three complaints. Now, the three people complaining, we now know. The three people complaining are Twyla Lang, Sean Barr, and Ralph Smith. Those are your city council people who are complaining. The mayor, as near as I can tell, is not part of that list. So, those are your three. And, by the way, we do have to give credit to Naomi Craig for sending that information along. Anybody who sends information along of any sort that's pertinent, I believe we should give them credit. And she got that information. So there it is. And I did see the complaints. You know, they're basically things that we've talked about in the past. There's nothing really new in those complaints. But it's Ralph Smith, Twyla Lang, and Sean Barr. Three city council people. Those are the complaints. But it doesn't change what I said yesterday. If you're going to call the Channel 6 News, have your complaints in before you do that. Because it looks ridiculous You know, we actually have these things now called email. You know, I know it's a new thing. We have these things called fax machines that are still in operation. I'm sure the state auditor's office has one. We have these things called couriers. Columbus, Ohio, I believe, is still only 45 minutes away from Marion. And if you're really that worried about the situation, probably between Monday and Wednesday, you could have got those complaints down there to Columbus. But that's just my thought. So here we are. And by the way, are they their complaints? I don't know. It looks like they were drafted by a lawyer, so I'm guessing they were drafted by Mark Russell. And that's the way it goes. So the phone lines are open, 17 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear what's going on with you, with that information, because we certainly now have some more information. And Matt should be along sometime here this morning. And I think we might have some guests as the morning goes along. We will be on through 1 o'clock today, but we'll see. Guests this week have kind of been up and down. We had Governor Strickland on. I don't know if we had any other guests this week or not, playing guests. I don't think we did. But that's the situation as it is right now. And again, the phone lines are open. Trying to type something right now, so that's why it sounds like I'm off in another world. 740-383-9944. Okay, I think I got typed what I wanted typed. We talked about the hospital parking yesterday. I still don't understand why they have so many spots for clergy. Now, Terry Klein did make an interesting point yesterday about the electric cars. Maybe they just didn't want to lay the lines for the electric cars' charging ports too far from the building. And I think that's a valid point. So I don't disagree with that. But all these clergy parking spaces, which are never filled, I don't understand. Now, I don't know why they're never filled. I don't know if that's a sign of the times. I don't know if a lot of people just don't call on clergy anymore. I really don't know what that's all about. But I think that's an interesting point as well. Oh, by the way, I should mention, we definitely have our heat fixed because it's a very cold morning out there. It's 20 degrees. And in the studio, it's a nice normal temperature of 72 degrees right now in the studio, which I think we all can survive with. And again, phone lines are open here this morning. So that's the story from City Hall. That's the story of what's going on with the complaints. And I just wish people would work together. I guess that's my whole thought on this whole thing. I wish these people could put aside whatever their personal differences are downtown and work together. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Even through the end of the week, yes.
Absolutely. I'm just kind of curious, what's an update with the tanning salon across the way?
Oh, interesting. You know, they are up and running, but I have to say, since December, I have not seen anybody. So maybe I was right. You need to be tan in the holiday season.
Well, hey, what is it? Is it one of those spray-on tan things, or what?
Yeah, spray tan.
So why don't you invite them to be on your show, or why not get a sprayed on tan live?
Well, I did talk with them because in December I really did see them a lot. I mean, they were here quite a bit, and I did talk with the owner about coming on, and she said, well, after the new year, yes, let's definitely do that. And we even did talk about some giveaways, and you know, I don't know if I need a spray tan, but I'm certainly not against it, just to tell you how
it'd be curious to see what you look like with, I'm trying to think, I'd be curious to see what you look like with a patina.
Well, apparently it just takes years off your life.
Wow.
That's my understanding.
Wait. Takes years off your life, so instead of being living to be
60, I said that wrong, didn't I?
To be 50.
Add years to your life.
Nah, that's not right either.
No, what's the term I'm looking for? It makes you look years younger. The years melt away.
Yes.
The years melt away.
You almost said longer there, which reminds me of Tombstone.
Well, I'll tell you, it's Friday.
Yeah,
it's
Doc
been
Holliday.
A long week.
You're a Doc Holliday. You're a lunger.
That's a terrible thing
to say.
It's been a long week with the City Hall mumbo jumbo.
Oh, isn't it? You know, I think you'd agree. It is the theater of the absurd. And, you know, you get in there and you go to a city council meeting and you think people know what the hell they're doing. And, you know, it's like a one-legged butt-kicking contest. And then you start thinking, oh, this is hilarious, this is funny. Then, you know, after you've gone a few times, it gets to really be depressing, disgusting, the way these people are running our city and pissing away our tax dollars. You know? Well, and the people of Marion need to stand up and say, look, we're the stockholders. We're the shareholders of Marion. We demand more of a return on our investment.
Well, does it surprise you that the three electors that are complaining about Miranda are Twyla, Ralph Smith, and Sean Barr?
Oh, I guess it's, you know, it's almost to the point where nothing would surprise me what occurs at city council and how people do what they do. I'm amazed that, what's his name? Ralph Smith. When he was chair of Can Do, he didn't know what the hell he was doing. And I seriously doubt he knows what he's doing today.
So maybe he should have some competency notes sent down to Columbus.
If somebody feels so compelled, you know, I don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility that, somebody might have a grievance. You know, he was on the board of Can Do and voted for funding of Can Do as being on the being the chair of the Committee of Jobs and Economic Development. So if that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. But yet Mark Russell said, no, it's okay. He can vote. It's okay. Well, the specter of impropriety still shines.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, as I started the show by saying, the paychecks apparently are still wrong today. Now, at what point do you stop wasting your time blaming the auditor and get somebody in there to get these paychecks right? If you're the mayor, if you're the city council, at what point do you do that?
Oh, for crying out loud, like I've said before, help each other up there. Put these party lines, us and them, to the wayside. You people are supposed to be a team. Mayor, lead. You're supposed to be the leader. Roll up your sleeves and help the auditor.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know you were not Mayor Schertzer's biggest fan. I don't know how you felt about Jack Kellogg. But
Schertzer, you know, there were some things Schertzer did that was okay, some things that were, geez, I can't believe he did that.
So let me
You're never going to get anybody that's 100%,
right.
Et cetera.
So let me ask you this. If the payroll checks were wrong for nearly a month now, and let's say Kellogg and Schertzer had no faith in their auditor because the checks were wrong, do you think that they would not be trying to do something to get those checks right?
I think that they would be bending over backwards to find a solution. I think they would even come to council and say, hey, let's get some funds. Let's have an audit. Let's find an accountancy that can help us straighten this out, or whatever that computer system is, bring them in to get us out of this quagmire.
And also, just a plug for local media, do you believe that Mayor Schertzer and Mayor Kellogg would have been on this show explaining the problem and what they were going to do to fix it or try to fix it?
I would like to think they definitely would. But that's one of the things that this mayor and administration don't understand. Keep the public informed.
And they don't.
Everybody, it's intrinsic with individuals. They always think the worst until they hear what's going on. However, the longer you keep silent and you give the public the mushroom treatment, you know what the mushroom treatment is, right?
Confirm it for me.
Feed them shit and keep them in the dark.
There you go. Okay.
The people are going to always think the worst.
What does that have to do with mushrooms?
That's the mushroom treatment.
Oh.
That's how you grow mushrooms.
Oh, I gotcha. I'm a little slow here this Friday.
Oh, well, hey, have you had your caffeine yet?
Not yet. No, I'm working on it. But here's the thing. I don't think the mayor, and I've said this, and I don't have a problem saying it, and I would say it to his face. The biggest failing Bill Collins has had as mayor is his personal feelings toward the media. Because I can guarantee you that Scott Schertzer and Jack Kellogg, there were times when they did not like what I or other local outlets were reporting. And yet they still came on because they thought that that was part of their job to keep the public informed. And I can also say that I think Bill Collins has not caught up with the 21st century and does not understand that newspapers are not what they were, the Marion Star is not what it was, and everything behind the Marion Star is behind a pay window. It is not free media anymore. This show is. It is the only free media in town that's legitimate, that doesn't cost the taxpayer a dollar. And he doesn't understand that. And I don't know why he doesn't understand that. And by the way, it does cost now, I think, $1.50 to buy the Marion Star, even on a regular day, a paper copy.
That's outrageous.
Go to a newsstand, go to Kroger, go to a gas station.
Go to the public library and get it for free.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is go to a place that still sells them. They probably don't get a delivery every day of 10 Marion Stars, and most days they don't sell the 10. So that
exactly
tells you the
there's always leftovers piled up.
Yeah. Yes.
I ask somebody at Meijer, you're throwing these out? Can I take one? No, you'd have to pay for it. But yet they'll throw them out.
Right, but I guess my point is people aren't buying them. People aren't looking at them. And unless you pay the pay window online, you're not looking at them there either. It's not free media. And that apparently is the only media that he wants to deal with, and I'm guessing because they're favorable to him. So that's Bill Collins' big failing in life right now, is that he doesn't understand that. I don't know why nobody around him makes him understand that. And he hasn't understood it for 2 years, and I feel bad that he hasn't understood it.
Well, maybe if somebody who's buddy-buddy with Mr. Michael Bodine number 2, or say, Mr. Bodine, why don't you kind of, you hold, you've got the mayor's ear, advise him he needs to talk to the media. and then maybe he will.
Well, Bodine, come on. I'd like to hear from Bodine. He seems to have the mayor's ear. Call on in, Mr. Bodine. Chelsea.
Got more than the mayor's ear.
Well, I'm not saying that. Chelsea, you know, she gives quotes to the Marion Star, although I'm not sure exactly what those quotes mean. Call in, Chelsea. Tell us the tools you gave the auditor to fix this problem. You know, where are these people? What are they so afraid of? I don't understand it. I don't think I'm that scary, and I don't think my questions are that scary. What do they think's going to happen? And if they're not scared of the questions, are they just doing it out of spite? And if they're doing it out of spite, your elected officials are trying to spite the media because they don't like something?
If they had a solid foundation in logic for what they are doing, as well as knowledge of what they are doing, you would think that they would have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, hey, look, I'm going to correct you. Here's what's going on, okay? And stand up. Justify their actions, let people know what is going on. But, you know, I think they're afraid of being looked, people thinking they're fools, which by keeping their mouth shut, not addressing the issue, kind of substantiates that assumption.
And you know what I wonder? What does the mayor think if he called in here right now? What does he think I'm going to do? It's not like I'm... Any interview I've ever done in my life, I am not accusatory. I'm going to ask you questions. But as the mayor, who seemingly knows the ins and outs of all this, I would hope you'd have the answers.
Well, you know, an interesting thing, and I shared with you, I have a team of people that are willing to work gratis for 18 months in economic development for the city. I sent that email out to all council people. I only heard back from one, and that was it. So it kind of reflects upon these people, I think, that are on council now, except I know one. I think Aaron Rawlinson is a straight shooter. He may slightly, you know, I don't know, but I think I look at Aaron Rollins and he's okay in my book. I haven't seen anything to think less of him. But the majority of them, you know, they don't respond. I don't think they realize that they are the ombudsman, if you will, for the people. They're not the tools of the mayor, and they all act like, oh, we got to do what the mayor wants us to do. Ooh, you know?
Well, I'm not, I don't know. I think it's a very interesting dynamic that's being set up down there at City Hall, and I don't think it's a good look for them, and that's too bad, because everybody's got the same ability to succeed, and they still have that ability, although, yeah, I have not seen it yet.
Well, they're really making the city look bad for any entity trying to attract business and people to Marion. They all have to realize until or whenever they shut their door behind them when they leave their homes, you're in the public view. Act accordingly. And they're not acting, I don't know if the proper word is collegial or not, but they're not acting like a team. Every little thing they want to have an argument with. They want to be, you know, tooth and nail when they have to work collaboratively for a goal. And it would be interesting to see what that goal is, because it's like just go to meeting, okay, vote this, rubber stamp this, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, gee, somebody's screwing up. We need to get rid of them. Let's all gang up on them, et cetera, instead of trying to help each other, for crying out loud.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. So we'll see where it goes from here.
Well, to a better tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Apparently, the checks, the payroll checks again for people working in the city are not good again this week. I don't know what week this is of that. It's not a good situation. Not a good situation at all. And three city council members are sending or have sent letters down to the state auditor, Keith Faber, to have the current auditor removed. Now, there will have to be an investigation, and then that would have to be turned over to the attorney general to decide if she was going to be removed. But those three people we now know are Sean Barr, Ralph Smith, and Twyla Lang. So here we are. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say in regard to any of this, we would be glad to hear you. Because it's always important to hear from our listening audience. Now again, why these people can't work together downtown, why the mayor is not speaking on this anywhere, why nobody from his administration is speaking on this anywhere, I really don't understand. It's baffling to me in a lot of ways, but here we are. Now, again, we can also talk about parking at the hospital, because I'm still stuck on that. I don't understand all the clergy spots at the hospital. They're never full. I think we need to work on that. And our other ongoing topic this week has seemingly been the big 250th anniversary celebration of our country. And who should be honored from Marion, Ohio? Certainly nobody has argued with Mary Ellen Withrow, and I don't think anybody would argue with that. I don't think anybody would argue with President Harding. Now, Florence Harding, I have not seen that name show up anywhere. I certainly think Marilyn Meskey, Miss America, two-time Miss Ohio, should be on that list. Jim Thorpe is on that list, although he was born in Oklahoma, but he did do some things around the area, LaRue particularly. So I don't think that's a bad choice. This Dr. Smith, we've learned an awful lot about Dr. Smith, who founded the Smith Clinic. He was the mayor of Marion. He ran for Congress. I think he was a congressman here in the state. So, you know, he certainly did a lot in his life, even though it's many years ago. Certainly not a bad choice there, I don't think. Jack Kellogg, 16-year mayor of Marion, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, born in Marion. I think that's also a good choice. Norman Thomas ran for president under the Socialist Party ticket several times, was a big activist in this country. He was born in Marion. A matter of fact, there's an historical marker downtown for Norman Thomas. So these are the people that I think should be in this list and on this list of honorees very early. So those are the three topics this morning. City government, as it always is, certainly the hospital parking, that's a fun topic to talk about, and this 250 years of Marion, Ohio, well, no, 250th anniversary of the country, but we're doing honorings of people throughout this month. Or throughout this... I don't even know, to be... I know it's the month, but it hasn't started yet. And the month is more than half over. Apparently it was supposed to be in the newspaper, but I haven't seen that. I don't know if it's just an online and a website thing. I'm not really sure. A lot of confusion on that. The rollout seems to be very confusing. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I guess even in all this, certainly the situation in Minnesota continues to deteriorate. Things aren't going well there since the shooting last week involving, well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, back to Levin Marion.
Yes.
For the 250th anniversary in that.
Yes.
You broke them down by month, like there's entertainers, entertainment, etc.
Yeah.
Do you know what month that is?
You know, I don't. I don't have that in front of me, but I think it's on the Facebook page.
Some people that should be in that category should be Bobby Floyd.
Oh, absolutely, Bobby Floyd.
And Willie Craig, also known as Willie Phoenix.
Yep, I would agree.
So those are two that...
I put Christy Cook in that.
Yeah. Because if I recall, didn't she do some Broadway shows and stuff?
Yes, and she's also currently the owner and operator of the current Dowse Dance Studio here in Marion.
Oh, she is?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, there's your fourth, Martha Dowse.
Can we include in that entertainment section... Kurt Detweiler?
You know, I don't think he makes many lists these days. I don't think he's...
Has anybody heard anything from him?
No. I will tell you, though, I did see him in a store over the holidays. He did say hello, but how do I say this in a polite way? He doesn't look the best anymore. He's had a rough year.
Well, hey, you know, if you always do good and you always try to make people feel comfortable, and at least when you have interactions with people, if you can make them smile, if you can give them a joke, how can they think less of you, you know? This day with cameras all over the place, and social media, it's best just to smile, bite your tongue, and move on, you know?
Well, here's something interesting. Now, this is a hit job if I've ever seen one. Now, this is just the quote that I have. Mike Bodine, public service director, warned city council that transit in Marion could be at risk, but workers found a partial solution. Why is transit at risk?
Because he spent too much money with wrapping them?
Yeah, but the headline here is Marion Transit scrambling for funding after no response from auditor.
Is the Night Moves bus still going?
I have no idea. It's still out there. I know that.
Yeah. Jeez. Again, it's a mess. I don't even care to know enough to even say anything halfway intelligent about it. So I'm going to bid you adieu.
Thank you for calling. Phone lines are open again, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Frankly, I don't know what the transit department would have to do with the auditor. clearly there are financial issues with the transit department. There always have been. And that seems to me more of a budgeting issue within the city. And again, we still don't know why the auditor was not at Monday night's meeting. We don't. I mean, is she sick? Was there a family emergency? Does anybody know? I don't understand. I don't understand how this, we can be this off on local politics. It's looking very bad. The look is very bad, I guess is what I should say. Phone lines are open. 47 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. I believe we will have a guest next hour. Matt Morgan will be showing up, I assume, at some point here. You know, I don't know. We got a message here from somebody out here listening this morning. Let me make sure I can pull this message up. Didn't the rollout of celebrations of America's 250th anniversary happen nationwide January 9th or so and continue all year with big celebrations over July 4th? If so, there is plenty of time to honor other Marion citizens who should be recognized, just a thought. No, I agree with that. What I don't understand is where is it happening? I mean, I thought it was supposed to be in the newspaper. We're halfway through January. I haven't seen it yet. Is it just on websites? I don't know. I don't know who's on these lists as time goes along. And what's the criteria here in Marion for honoring people? I guess that's my point in the whole situation. But what do I know? 740-383-9944. It certainly has sparked interesting conversation all week about who should be honored. Who are the people in Marion who are these luminaries that should be honored? I think it's an interesting question, but the phone lines are open, and I think we have a guest coming in next hour who will be very, very interesting, something you'll certainly want to hear. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call on this Getaway Friday. Oh, now, by the way, I can tell a little fun story here if we don't have any callers coming in. Here's a little fun story. Now, I've told this story partially before. About a year ago, and this had been going on for several years, somebody was showing me their writings, you know, just writing personally. And they showed me a writing sometime around the holiday season of 2024. And for the first time, I don't think I was really critical of the writing, but I gave an opinion apparently that did not match their opinion of what they thought they wrote. So, a year passes by, and this person does not send me any more of their writings to look at. Okay, well, that's their prerogative. But after a year, I finally said, hey, are you still writing? And they said, yes, I am. And I said, why haven't you sent any over in a year? And the answer has, this is the new part of the story, the answer has finally come that apparently I was critical of their last writing, and they did not like that. So I said, everybody interprets things differently. It wasn't meant as a knock. It was just how I interpreted it. So they sent me a link to their blog, I believe, to I guess go and look at some more of their writings. Now, I said, do you want me to look at your writings? Because obviously we had this issue last year, and I did not want to go in there and then come back and say something that this person would interpret as critical. So that person said, well, I never was really sending you my writings for a critique. Well, if you send somebody your writing, I'm not saying you're asking for like a critic's evaluation, but don't you want to know what they think of it? I mean, if I send somebody a video of something I do, you know, usually I want to see, well, is it a thumbs up? Is it a thumbs down? Do you think it's funny? Yeah. Why else would I send it to somebody? Just to, like, take some time out of their day? I didn't quite understand that. And then that's where the conversation with that person kind of stopped again. So I as I have said many times, and will continue to say many times, so many people in the world could benefit from a good psychiatrist. That's all I'm saying. I know they think they couldn't, but trust me, if they got on the couch, it would help them a lot. Now, the other situation that I alluded to earlier in the week, and I only want to bring this up again because this is one of the most annoying things to me in the world. Because no matter how much I dislike somebody, and trust me, it's a very short list of people I dislike. If I see them somewhere, I will say hello. I'll wave. You know, I'll do whatever the situation is, I'll do something. There is only one person in my life right now who will completely snub me if I see them in public. Now, they had done this twice before, and I let it go because, you know, what are you going to do? But I guess it's fresh in my mind again this week because I happened to run into them again in a public place. Matter of fact, it was the day at the hospital when I was not finding any parking spots and getting a nasty note from the hospital about where I parked with a cartoon on it, though. So I guess there's a little laughter there. But just so happened to see that person in the hospital. Now, I don't know if I saw them, but I'm certain they saw me. And obviously, because I'm telling this story, I saw them. So, again, completely snubbed me. And here's the thing. It's just good manners. And I've been very good to this person over the years. Now, I'm not saying we've always gotten along. But I certainly have done good things for this person, and I have done good things. Well, I don't even want to get into it, but I certainly have done good things for them and also people around them. And you think they could muster a hello or wave. I mean, I think this is a character defect that somebody cannot even wave or say hello. And frankly, I hate to say this, but the truth of the matter is that I think there are people who know this person, if they were still around, they'd be disgusted by that behavior toward me, just because I had good relationships with them. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I guess the point is, you know, come on, get a little better socialization skills. I mean, come on. Nobody can be that bad socially in life. I mean, I really don't think they can. So, Matt should be here very shortly, so I'm happy about that. Now, I got a message. Now, here we go. I got a message from the person in regard to the writing. Now, I'm not really sure what this person's talking about, because it's three words, so I'm not even going to read the message, because I don't know what they're talking about. Who knows? I'm having a good time this morning. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open, and we should have a guest next hour that I think you're going to want to hear. But I guess what this all comes back to, the writings thing, the snubbing somebody in public, the city council, well, city employees, whatever, all elected officials not being able to get together. You know, communication, communication, communication. Get your point across. I mean, where did we lose communication? Is it all because of the cell phone? Is the cell phone what has thrown us in life? I mean, I really don't understand it. But we have become a different society. And apparently, we can hold a grudge. And I'm going to tell you, grudges don't do anything in life. Grudges do not get you anywhere. Grudges only eat you up. Sorry to say. So here we are. 57 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If you've been thinking about getting in on the conversation, get in this hour and we can have a little conversation. Go ahead, caller.
It's the bloody internet.
Could be. Could be.
It's like Warren Buffett said, the internet is like the CB radio of the 70s. That people think of anonymity, but there is no anonymity because everything is recorded and everything can be traced.
Well, why do you think somebody, because I really do consider that a character flaw, why would you snub somebody? Why couldn't you muster a wave or a hello?
You know, I liken it, I call it social retardation. I've seen, if I see Bodine walking down the street, or Collins, I'll at least say, hi, how you doing?
Yes.
It's a civilized thing to
courtesy.
Do.
Courtesy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a civilized thing to do. You don't have to love them, but you don't have to hate them. You just acknowledge their presence, hi, and go on about your business. You know?
Well, and the thing is, like I said, my goal is not to disparage this person on the airwaves. I'm just trying to make a point. But the sad thing is that if their family members who are no longer with us knew that they were doing that, I think they'd be absolutely ashamed of them because, you know, I had really good relationships with them. So I just can't imagine that they act that way. I mean, even if you don't like me for something you think I did to you, you could at least appreciate the fact that I was good to some people in your family.
Well, considering the fact that you just got a communique from that individual, and you don't know what they were trying to convey, kind of substantiates your critiquing or your impression of what it was they wrote.
That's true. Hey, we got a good guest coming next hour. Stay tuned. We got a break, but we'll be back in 15 minutes with our guest.
Better tomorrow.
Stay tuned.
Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?